business. We supply temps across Kent within food production, fulfillment houses, picking and packing environments, and warehouse staff. With great value for money charge rates, error-free invoicing, and highly trained consultants. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? For more information, please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome to The Business Bunker Show with me, Paul Andrews, and the absolutely gorgeous Jules Serkin. Hello, Jules, how are you?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. Just wiping a bit of samosa off my lips.
I saw you tucking into that earlier.
Oh, that Temple Foods Whitstable.
It's fantastic, wasn't it? It smelled gorgeous.
It was a banquet, but sadly you're on one of your diets.
Yeah, one of my perennial diets, so I wasn't allowed to eat any of the food.
You do have snake hips emerging.
I do, yeah.
Little hip bones.
I've been working myself to a frazzle since 8 o'clock this morning here at the studio, and then they all came out and tucked into bunches of food while I sat there dribbling and not getting anything.
Oh, no. Can I ask you something?
No.
You know, when I was driving along this morning in the torrential rain,
yeah,
and there was a man, he must have the worst job in the world, one of the worst jobs in the world, because probably the most is working with you, but the second worst job in the world was this man was kneeling on the pavement in he wasn't praying or anything.
I was going to say, was he facing Mecca?
No, right. In Canterbury on New Dover Road, and there's a green box. What is in those green boxes? Is it electric or is it telephone?
It's probably telephone.
Quite a big green box.
Yeah, it's a telephone DP point.
So he's kneeling on hard pavement in the rain.
Yeah, he was praying his broadband to work, isn't it?
And then as cars were going by, they were sloshing puddles all over the poor man, all over his bottom.
Poor British Telecom.
Yeah, I thought that was awful.
Yeah.
So that is the second worst job after working with you?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, obviously.
And how's your business week been?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. Anyway, enough of all of that. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's great to be back. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests today with a really packed show. But as always, the Business Bunker is for you, the businesses of Kent. So please do get in touch. You can email us by sending us an email at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Or you can call on 01303 874 998. We'd love to hear from you. But probably the easiest way to get in touch is by tweeting me at VanillaWeb. You can send me a tweet, ask for a shout out, tell us about your events, tell us anything that's happening in your business, your organisation, or your charity. We'd love to hear from you. We've had half a dozen tweets in already, and we've got loads of news to read. So I think what we'll kick off with, Jules, is a bit of news.
Oh, I was just trying to send a tweet.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes you interrupt me.
Sorry.
Well, let's have a look. We have, I can't read that. It's November. Federation of Small Businesses Breakfast Banter Networking Event. This is Wednesday, the 24th of April, so a couple of weeks' time. This will be hosted at the Whitstable Centre in Tower Hill, Whitstable. I think that's the castle. I'm pretty sure that's Whitstable Castle. Anyway, they're calling it the Whitstable Centre now, Tower Hill. There is a website here which is canterbury.evolutive.co.uk. Contact sue.waldock, that's the email, waldock@fsb.org.uk. So it's the 24th of April, light refreshments, limited parking, and all breakfast banter events, formal relaxed environment in which to meet and network with fellow like-minded businessmen and women. Also coming up here, we've got Exporting for Growth event in West Kent. That's on the 26th of April, 8:30 a.m. to 11. It's at the Mercure Hotel in Tonbridge Road, Tonbridge Wells.
Hey, very posh.
Tonbridge Road.
Hey,
well, this is perfect for me, Paul Andrews. Yeah. Tonbridge Road in Tonbridge Wells.
In Tonbridge Wells. Oh, you got it.
I rest my case.
By George, she's got it.
Well, Tonbridge Road in Tonbridge Wells. There is a, if you come in by sat-nav, it's T for Tiger, N 2, 4, Q for Quebec, L for Lima. You can join Michael Fallon, the MP, Minister for Business and Enterprise, and Greg Clark, MP, who's the Financial Secretary to the Treasury, as the national challenge. Exporting for Growth comes to West Kent, so be there or be square.
Fantastic, thank you. I've got a tweet here from a new listener called Susie Nina.
Nude listener?
Nude.
Oh, sorry.
No, new. She says, I'm opening Susie Nina Interiors on Addington Street, Ramsgate, next month on May the 20th. It would be great to see you all there and to get our shout out on the radio. And you can follow Susie on Twitter at Susie, spelled S-U-Z-Y, underscore Nina, N-I-N-A. So that's Susie Nina, and she's opening a new emporium in Ramsgate called Susie Nina Interiors, and that opens in Addington Street on May the 20th. So get down there, have a look.
I love an emporium, don't you?
Yeah, bit of soft furnishing.
Something about an emporium.
Bit of soft furnishing always goes down well.
Yes.
Go on then. Shall I do another tweet? Or
No, let me read something, because then you can get your tweets together. Because I know it takes you a while at your age.
I know.
Business community breakfast, networking testimonials, members of BCB. What's BCB? Business community.
Business community breakfast.
Oh,
surprisingly,
they said it in the title.
Mm-hmm.
How pleasant! Have done many thousands.
Can't get the staff, I tell you.
Many thousands of pounds. I'm going to go and work in like that man kneeling. It was much better. Thousands of pounds worth of business with each other. I sold my business to a company. This is Ken Wheeler speaking. To a company that attends the breakfasts. The MD of that company, the Liquid Business Group, will be speaking this Thursday, the 11th of April, about gaining more inquiries through your website at no further cost. If you struggle to get further business or just enjoy our relaxed approach, Thursday's breakfast is a must. Booking is via www.businesscommunitybreakfast.co.uk. Cost is £12.50 or £15 on the day. So thank you for that, Ken Wheeler. Do you know Ken?
Yes, I do know Ken. I know Ken very well.
And also we have another one, which is the Business Community Breakfast, the 11th. Oh, it's the same. Thursday, the 11th of April. So it's Gillingham Golf Club, Woodlands Road, ME7, 2AP.
Brilliant.
You doubled up on that just to trick me.
Okay. Well, I've got a tweet here from Selkirk Business Solutions.
Hello.
And they go, can you give a shout out to Offham Farmers Market this weekend on behalf of Spadework Charity? And the charity can be found at Spadework, S-P-A-D-E-W-O-R-K, or one word, .net/news. So thank you for that, Selkirk Business Consultancy. And you can follow Selkirk on Twitter at RSS Consultancy. And they have Offham Farmers Market, and they're supporting Spadework, the charity. We've had a hello from Lisa Settle. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
Hello, hope
you're well.
Lisa.
She's lovely, Lisa, isn't she?
She is.
Thank you for listening in. I've got this as well. You'll like this, Jules.
Will I?
Yeah, you will.
Is it about samosas?
No, it's about you.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, what have I done?
Uh-huh. It's from a lady called Lorna Summers.
Oh, yes.
And she says, hello.
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 Hello, Lorna.
Hello, Lorna. She says, hello. I read the article in the Herne Bay Times written by Jules Serkin.
Oh, yes, I'm rather good at that.
Yeah, about local businesses. And I thought I would tell you about mine.
Mm.
I provide an alterations and repairs service to the people of Herne Bay, Whitstable and the surrounding areas, whereby I pick up items from the customer and I drop them back when done, all at very reasonable prices. This means I can pin up a dress on the customer to see exactly where it needs to be taken in.
You need that, Paul.
I need that. I so need that.
Yeah, a little red check when I see you.
I know. I so need that.
Yeah.
Or I can discuss the requirements for a fascinator.
Do you know what a fascinator is,
I
darling?
Do know what a fascinator is. I do. It's one of those things you stick on your head that's got feathers and things in it.
You would so suit a fascinator.
I would, wouldn't I?
I'd find you fascinating.
Up my bald spot. Yeah.
I think you might need a couple of fascinators.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But Lorna makes fascinators, apparently, and she makes them in the comfort of her customers' own homes. Older people especially are very appreciative of the collection and delivery service. Please call me if you would like any more info about my local business. Many thanks, Lorna Summers. You can call Lorna on 07768 571 644, or you can email her at Lorna Summers, that's spelled LORNASUMMERS, at talktalk.net.
Do you know, it's as listener knows, I do a weekly business column in the Faversham, Herne Bay, Canterbury and Whitstable Times, which is the KRN Media Group. And I try and write about local businesses, and it's lovely when I get stuff like that in, because, you know, I would never have known about Lorna, and how great. Of course, she could actually save on rental as well, because if she does it in people's homes, then she needn't even have her own home, because she could just stay with people and all the time have a little suitcase. Just go from...
Yeah, of course you could.
Like a nomad.
Yeah, why wouldn't you do that?
Listen.
I mean, you heard it here, folks. Another business opportunity and domestic living arrangements.
Do you know?
By Jewel Cirkin Enterprises.
Do you know, Paul Andrews?
Enterprises for the homeless, what?
How long it takes to make a fascinator. I mean, you know, you'd you'd move in for a week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've no idea.
And then you'd have to measure up and...
Yeah.
And then she might want to...
Do you know, that's why I date homeless women. Because it doesn't matter where I drop them off afterwards.
Yeah, and you only have to give them a coffee and a...
Yeah.
Dry roll.
Exactly.
Or a can of lager.
Something like that. Read another piece of news.
Tester and Jones, the Crowborough-based independent funeral director, has been named as Funeral Planner of the Year for South East London and South East England by Britain's leading funeral plan provider, Golden Charter. So well done, Tester and Jones. I haven't heard of Tester and Jones.
No, nor have I, actually. No.
But, you know, well done to them. Great.
They're obviously
business.
Doing something right if they've won an award. So,
yeah, it's a hugely important thing to do. Mm. Kent and Victor Chamber Events, the employment law update. This is good for you if you're a business. 8:30 a.m. to 12. Kent and Victor Chamber members, £55. And non-members 65, inclusive of that. Excuse me. 18th of April, near Maidstone. It's all a bit cryptic, this. Near Maidstone. Managing sickness absence. This is another little seminar, Kent and Victor Chamber.
You can find out all the details by going to the Kent and Victor Chamber website, and there is a link on the Business Bunker pages to
which
the website.
Which is permanently there.
And it's permanently there. What I've done is I've restructured the Business Bunker website, and now we have a section that's called events. That's just to throw you. And in there, we list all the up-and-coming events, networking events, these kind of things, after-hours clubs. So you can find out what's happening. And also on that page are links to all the support organisations and community organisations in Kent.
Very, very diligent of you to do that,
yeah,
Paul Andrews.
I know.
There is an after-hours club as well, which is at 6 o'clock to 7:30, and it's free of charge with tea and coffee. So the dates are Tonbridge, 9th of April, Canterbury, 16th of April, 23rd of April is Maidstone, 30th of April is Chatham, and 7th of May is Ashford. So that's all on the Kent Invicta Chamber Events website, as Paul Andrews rightly pointed out.
Cool.
B2B BACS is a consortium of independent executives who have extensive experience delivering at a strategic board level whilst also being comfortable functioning operationally within a business. So B2B BACS executives have an extensive contact networks which could provide new routes to market, supply chains, funding and promotional opportunities. So you can contact them. That's the director is Tony Line, L-I-N-E, Kent Recruitment Bureau Limited, tony.line@kent, T-R-B for Bertie, .co.uk, B2B BACS.
Cool.
Thank you for sending that in.
Thank you. Do you know what we're going to do now?
Tunage.
We're going to play some tunage so that we can get our first guest on the phone.
Yes, and who are you playing today?
Come on, baby.
Light your fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time for hesitation's through. There's no time to wallow in the mire. Darling, we could only lose, and our love becomes
from a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Provides reliable temporary staff to your business. Shouldn't Temp Network be supporting your business? Please contact us on 01892 531 777 or visit tempnetwork.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back. A bit of Doors there. Come on, baby, light my fire.
I could have listened to that all day.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, wasn't it? Hopefully on the phone now, we've got our first guest, Mr. Tony Fisher of the Innovation Warehouse. Good afternoon, Tony. Thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker.
Hello, Paul. Yes, I'm here.
I'm good. I'm so glad. There was a brief pause there, and I thought, oh, no, I've lost him, but I haven't. Tony, thank you so much for joining us. It's an absolute pleasure. Basically, you're one of the keynote speakers at next week's massive event, Digital Kent, being held in the Folkestone Creative Quarter. And yes. We'd like to hear some more about you and what you're going to be talking about on the event next week.
More about myself, I suppose, is the easy piece.
Yep.
Author, investor and entrepreneur. I've been around building digital businesses for 20-odd years. I've built a number and sold them. And as you said, I'm the founder of Innovation Warehouse currently,
yep.
Which is a 10,000-square-foot warehouse above Smithfield Market in London, where we're growing the new series of digital businesses.
Okay.
Which are coming through.
I don't know if you know, but I own a place called Fruitworks, which isn't on the same scale as that, but in Canterbury, that does something, what I assume is similar. Are you a hot desking community, or is it actually an incubator that you're running there?
It's one of these crazy things that we actually haven't got a name for what we're going to currently call it.
Right.
Because the incubators of old, the incubation as a whole methodology has a bit of, you know, a number of problems that,
yeah, absolutely,
for babies is actually children who actually need intensive care, and that's exactly the right thing. We're not after businesses who need intensive care. What we're trying to do is find businesses who need growth.
Right, okay.
And so we're not really an incubator. We're not really an accelerator. What we have is a discipline and program to help companies grow every 2 weeks.
Right.
And help them through the process of early stage through to rapid growth.
Is that a kind of lean model?
Very much a lean model, very much an agile model.
Yeah.
In terms of what goes on here. We believe in agile software development. And
right.
We've taken agile software development and applied it fully to business. and said, so every 2 weeks you've got to do an iteration of your almost your entire business and show progress. And if you can't demonstrate progress, we wonder if you're actually growing.
Okay, cool. And presumably that's a funded or part-funded program?
It's kind of like we help fund some of the companies who go through. Mm. We very much don't try to believe that the only things we work on, so we try to get external investors, and we have a whole series of networks of early stage investors, both from venture guys and private equity and angels, who are around us and supporting us, as well as our own fund.
Cool. Okay. And how many businesses have you got there currently?
Currently, we've got 22.
Right. Okay.
We've been operating for 2 and a bit years.
Right.
We've had some 60 odd businesses go through here.
Wow.
We've had 12 actually expand to they're too big to actually now be here. And they've gone off to do.
That's actually a phenomenal success rate, really, isn't it?
We're not really. What we worry about is trying to find businesses who can grow, and that's the thing that really matters to us.
And
growth. Some of them start employing people. Some of them grow in terms of revenues and achievements. We're not government associated. We're just a bunch of private individuals who love growing businesses.
Yeah, sure. No, absolutely. And fair play. I mean, it's something that we really need to encourage more and more, especially in a digital field.
Yes.
Tony, do you have a feel for where things are going? You know, what the next big thing is, where we should be looking, what are the type of things? You know, people say, you know, I'd really like to be in business myself, but I'm not really sure where to start going and where to start looking. Do you have any ideas that you could maybe let our listeners know about?
In fact, it's one thing that we're very cautious of, is bringing our own experience and saying this is the right thing to do.
Right.
What we encourage is anybody to come into what we're doing,
sit
down and start working on it. And we're not going to make any judgment if it's right or wrong. What we do is provide a framework to help them succeed and help them make their own decision if it's the right thing to do.
Sure.
Because what we want is people with passion about something they're really interested in doing and achieving.
Right.
And that is the priority, not deciding if we think it's good or bad.
Yep. Cool. So when somebody comes into your space to join you, is there a process for getting in? How do they do that? Is it like a Dragon's Den type thing, or and what happens?
Actually, completely reverse. Dragon's Den we love. It's a fantastic piece of entertainment. The only problem is it's not how lots of investment actually works.
Yeah, of course.
Back to your lean and agile words that you used earlier as well, Paul. What we do is we ask the companies to come in, we ask them to sit down, and that's it. That is the assessment.
Right.
We're not going to make any judgments at all. They're then, after about 2 weeks of sitting here and we get to know them and we work out if there's a bit of chemistry, we sit down and ask them to make a commitment to the community of what they're going to achieve in 2 weeks.
Right.
And then we sit them down 2 weeks later and ask them what they have achieved.
Okay.
And people then self-filter very quickly, because those who achieve start to achieve more and more and more, and those who can't achieve decide it's not for them.
Right.
So we use an iterative process of self-filtering using peer pressure, rather than taking a judgment about somebody's proposition being good, bad, or indifferent.
Okay. I know this is a horrible question, and you might not have a reasonable answer to it, and that would be totally fine, but is there ever a pattern in any of this where, you know, at the 2 week mark when people say what they were going to do and when they come back, is there ever a consistent pattern about where things don't work or where things do work, or what people fall over?
So the first one is we never turn around and say, well, you promised that you were going to do this and you haven't. We never hold that up.
Right.
What we only look for is achievement.
Right.
Because some people, they think they don't actually know what they can achieve until they start doing it.
Hmm.
And secondly, the whole wind can change in 2 weeks. And suddenly you actually have to revise your business plan. And what you thought you were going to do, you're not doing now. You're doing something completely different.
Yeah.
So we build in that flexibility. It's much more that people have made progress. And when the other peer people who are sitting in the room with you look at it and go, actually, is that real progress, or are you just deceiving everybody?
Right.
And because people want to work with like-minded people, is our view, and achievers want to work with other achievers. And that's why we do it as a peer pressure, as opposed to saying, you've got to achieve X in the next period, because that's unfair.
Right. Ah, that's cool. Good. I'm really looking forward to listening and hearing about more of this next week on April the 17th at Digital yes. Kent at the yep. Creative Quarter in Folkestone. Can you give us a shout for your website, Tony?
The easiest one to find me on is innovationwarehouse.org.
Yep. Okay.
You'll also find me at tonyfish.com.
Okay.
And you can follow me on Twitter at tonyfish, and you'll find the books and everything else I write at My Digital Footprint.
Fantastic. We will put all those links on the Kent Business Radio website so that people can follow up with that. For the moment, thank you very much for joining us on the Business Bunker. I'm really looking forward to meeting you and hearing more about what you do on the 17th of April, and we'll see you then.
Looking forward to it, Paul. Thanks very much for the time.
Thank you, Tony. Have a great day.
Take care.
Cheers now. Bye-bye. Tony Fisher, the Innovation Warehouse there. He's going to be a keynote speaker at Digital Kent at the Creative Quarter in Folkestone on 17th of April.
They've got some good lineups there. I'm going to read it out later on. We've got an email from them. But do you think we would qualify as lean models? I think we might.
You could probably make a dozen or so.
I've only had 8 samosas this morning on Scoff and Quarrel.
I know, you've been very good today, haven't you?
Yes, very restrained.
Boiled egg, banana, while you were waiting for your breakfast. That's so good.
A couple of flagons of cider.
I was so impressed, yeah. And then the clock ticked round to 9 o'clock this morning and it was time for coffee and
croissant.
Exactly,
some venison.
Yeah, okay. I thought the gin was a bit off.
Yeah, actually, gin does make me a little bit maudlin, Paul.
It does, actually. I thought that when you first arrived. I thought, blimey, she's been on the gin again.
She's maudlin.
She's maudlin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who's tweeting? Well, I can see your little panel on there.
I've got 14 tweets stacked up here to
Is
read at
all?
The moment. Yeah. I've got the Racket Academy. Hi, we're running a family music festival in Forcombe.
Oh, I thought it was tennis. Racket.
Well, yeah, it is, but... It is a tennis racket, spelt racket, yeah, but...
It's music, you said.
People are allowed to do different things.
Well, I'm just saying, I thought it was tennis.
Yeah, well,
there's no need to get snooty.
The Racket Academy are running a family music festival in Forcombe.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's Forcombe?
Forcombe is over near Brands Hatch, I think, isn't it? West Kingstown.
Now, how are you spelling it? Because I know with your pronunciation, often there's no telling.
I could have worked miracles with Forcombe as a name, I'll tell you.
Is it F-A-L-K-H-A-M?
F-A-W-K-H-A-M.
Yeah.
Fork ham.
That's the way you're saying it, I knew it. It's like handbag, you see. My son spelt handbag H-A-M-B-A-G because people like you said it wrong. So for years he thought it was a ham bag.
Yeah. It's not a handbag.
No, it's a handbag, of course.
Yeah. Thank you, Miss Havisham.
Anyway, Forcombe.
Thank you, Miss Havisham. What was I saying?
You were saying about the tennis rackets.
The tennis rackets that are staged in a music festival in Forcombe, which is near Brands Hatch. And it's in aid of a charity, which is the UK Brain Tumour Charity. And they're supporting newly signed artists. And the whole thing takes place on the 5th of July.
I think you'll have to tell New Potatoes.
I was going to say, I have tweeted them back to say they ought to tell New Potatoes, the guys that are on later tonight at 9 o'clock, because they do a cracking music show, John and Jamie, from 9 till 11 tonight on all that's unsigned and up and coming in the music world. So we'll let them know about that as
well. So that's the New Potato Show at 9 p.m. tonight on Channel Radio.
Absolutely, yeah.
Live.
Yeah, we've got a great lineup of shows.
Is Jamie Left Arm or something?
On Twitter, he's Jamie Left Arm, yeah. And John Munn are the two presenters of that. We had that Steve Strange in the studio yesterday.
I know, that was very strange.
Yeah.
And didn't he used to have the Camden Palais?
Yeah. And he's just released a new album under, the band name Visage.
Yeah.
And Kevin later on is going to be playing the first samples of some of those tracks.
Well, Kevin Cann comes on at 3 with Extra Milk. Is Craig Avery with him?
Craig will be there too, yeah.
But Kevin Cann knows everyone, doesn't he?
He does indeed.
Bowie and...
Yeah, from the 80s music scene.
He hobnobs.
Hobnobs are a biscuit. Hold on.
He hobnobs with the stars. It's because you're on a diet, you're just hallucinating. Doug Harmon, who's a regular listener on the Business Bunker, is offering some expert tuition. He's a famous photographer, as you know, travels around the world, and he's saying learn about your camera photography or photography technique. There's a workshop and they offer one-to-one or small group tuition. You could go with your iPhone, because I've seen your camera technique with the iPhone. Entry-level photography foundation designed for anyone wanting to get to grips with a camera or to help you learn more about photography or the technique. He, if you've never dared get off idiot mode, or he calls it auto mode, whatever your level of experience, Doug Harmon Photography will guide you through the camera's controls, menus and settings, teach you how to make the most of the camera's technology, and then take you on a location shoot to help get you off auto mode and into the creative world within you and your camera. So there is a website, which is, email, which is Doug, D-O-U-G, at DougHarmonPhotography.com, and the phone number is 07812 459 590, and we will put details of that up on the Business Bunker website after the show. Can we have Jose Feliciano again later on as tune? I really enjoyed that.
Did you?
Yeah, let's play it every week.
Right.
And not ever play Duffy again.
Okay.
Got any tweets?
No, I'm just making a note of all his instructions. It's like working with your mum, really, isn't it? Yeah. And are you wearing a vest?
Yeah. Yes, you are, a hairy one. One of those, what are they called? Straw ones.
Yeah, right. Just...
Silence is great on the radio, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. I just stunned silence. I don't know what to do with you.
Who's tweeting?
I got a tweet from Jerry Spires. Spears.
Yes.
Spires. Spears.
What does he say?
She.
She.
Don't take work home during evenings and weekends. Give it to me. 5 to 9 on weekends, pay-as-you-go virtual PA.
Ooh, pay-as-you-go.
Yeah, and you can find Jerry by following her on Twitter at Jerry Spears VA. Let me spell that for you. It's at Jerry, GERRISPIERSVA. Jerry Spires, Jerry Spears VA. So if you want a pay-as-you-go virtual PA, you can contact Jerry.
You know that Ark Pilgrims Hospice in Canterbury, Paul, they're having, we're helping them with a Kent business tweet up. So they're having a pop up. This is the first pop up we've had, tweet up.
And it's on the 11th of April?
Yes.
5 to 7 p.m.
You do, you're so well informed.
No, just tweeted it.
Ah.
Wendy Kelt just tweeted it.
Well, read out your tweet, it'd be about so much better the way
it
you
says,
do it.
Hello, Vanilla Web and Jules.
I think I'm first, actually.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you shout out about our pop-up tweet-up networking event, please? Thursday the 11th of April, that's this Thursday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Anne Robertson Centre, London Road, Canterbury.
Be there or be square. So we're supporting them, and hopefully there'll be other Kent business tweet-ups. And if you do want to hold one, I was just saying to our next guests, if you want to hold a tweet-up, we will support you on that. So if you've got a venue, preferably with free parking, we will put it on the kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk website, me and Ken Lloyd and Angela at Briar Stevenson, and we will support you and get some networking going.
Cool. Read another piece of news while I look at my DMs.
Just had a tweet. Please play Jose Feliciano, Paul, every week from at Jules Serkin. Dear Paul, and no mention of moi, Wednesday 17th of April, something really exciting is happening in the Quarter House, Folkestone. We've just mentioned this, but I'll read it again, because you've got top digital industry experts in SEO, PPC. What's PPC stand for?
Pay-per-click.
Pay-per-click and social media will inspire, motivate and share with you their secrets to online marketing success. It's a one-day conference with some of the finest speakers and choices of workshops. So it's absolutely essential to anyone running a business of any size. The price is a nominal sum of £37 plus VAT, which includes networking at 5 p.m. with beer and pizza. Events like this only happen in London at a significantly higher price. Book your places now, or book three places and get the fourth free. So there is a hashtag if you're tweeting in this, you can get involved. It's DigiKent, D-I-G-I-Kent, DigiKent. And for more info, there's a website which is www.digitalinkent.co.uk. There is a phone number, 01732 758530. Regards from Carol Black, Kent Business Events.
Cool. And yeah. You never guess what? I've just had a tweet.
Play
Billy
more.
Dean.
Oh, Billy Dean.
Billy's back. Hello, business world, he says.
First time tuning in live for a long time. I've been using the listener game feature. Billy, it's great to have you back live.
Because you gave him a little pep talk about how to listen in his car, didn't you?
I did indeed.
Yeah, because what he does is he tricks you. He rings up on my phone and
pretends
to be me.
Yeah, and then I get all confused. And I
You're never amused, though. We always we think it's going to make you really laugh hilariously, but...
That I answer the phone that's ringing that says Jules Serkin and it's actually Billy Dean.
Yeah. Oh, someone's saying, hang on. Sorry, I've just had a thing here, a message. This is not a tweet. Hi, Jules. Can you tell Paul that no one won the paintball tickets?
Oh, that I know all about that. That's,
so they're up for grabs. Angela. It says Jan. Must be Jan Mulligan.
Well, I've got one from Angela saying the same.
Yeah. Oh, we're being bombarded. Yeah, but mine was much better.
Was it?
Yeah.
Of course it would be. It was yours.
Yeah. So, hello, Billy Dean, anyway.
Hello, Billy. Welcome back. It's lovely to have you live on the show.
So to speak. He put some more RAM in my Mac.
Did he?
Yeah. And it's much faster now.
Rammed it, did he?
Yeah. And my Mac is only a year old and I've, gone through all the memory.
God. Is that your phone that keeps going?
Twitter's going bananas.
Can you turn it off, woman?
Twitter's... No, because I have to do the Twitter feed.
I've got the Twitter
feed.
Yeah,
but I have to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, you keep reading my Twitter feed, don't you? Just so you get in before me. Just I'm about to read it, you read it out.
Oh, guess what?
Joe does that to me too.
Dan Eels is on.
Is he?
He's on.
What's
he
say?
Is he on your Twitter?
He's on mine too, yeah.
Hi, Jules Serkin. Oh, and Paul. I'm back too.
He doesn't say that. He doesn't say
he
that.
He does.
He doesn't say that.
Yeah, you're last. I'm back too. Can you remind people about Auratech, auratech.co.uk? And you can win stands for the K&M B2B 2013.
Yeah, he does the startup zone at the Invicta Chamber business-to-business event
there's
at Ashford.
There's no need to jut your chin at me like that.
I'm just
I know what
you.
Dan does. And he gives out lovely T-shirts, doesn't he? Do you remember those T-shirts?
No.
And pens. And we had a bag from him once when he came on. Let's get him on again. Because we had lovely...
Who is he?
Dan Eels. Very handsome. So we had, don't you remember all those freebies? Let's get him on.
Yeah. There was a bag of sweeties.
And no, I still use my Auratech bag everywhere I go.
Have you got any sweeties left in it, though? Stick of rock and all that?
No, I ate them.
Okay. Do you know what?
Tunage.
A bit of Monkeys, I think.
Oh.
And then we'll talk to our studio, I guess. What do you reckon?
What is it? Last Train?
Nah, a little bit me, a little bit you.
I'm a little bit alone. the Business Bunker.
Oh, a bit of monkey's there. A little bit me, a little bit you.
Oh, I nearly took over your show
there. Yeah, listen, I jumped up to get some light relief, and when I came back, she was sat in my chair.
I didn't know she was visiting today. The light relief
lady. No, don't even go there, Jules. This is a business show. Right, it's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our studio guests onto the Business Bunker. We have Ren and Simon from The Hunting Edge. Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on the bunker.
Good afternoon.
You might need to push that microphone a little bit nearer to the pair of you because it's a bit of a bad pickup. That's brilliant.
It's
that's
like having fantastic. Triplets in the studio, isn't it?
It is.
They just chimed then. Did you hear? Good afternoon. Say it again.
Good afternoon.
Oh, absolutely.
In harmony.
Yeah. So, gentlemen, thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on it. You guys have recently launched a new website and a new business. And when I first came across it, I was fascinated because it's something very different. So maybe tell our listeners about what it is that you're doing.
Well, we identified a sort of niche in the local market, which is, I suppose our business is two businesses within one.
Right.
We've got the e-commerce site, which is offering products nationwide. But we looked at Dover and the surrounding area and found that there was a real need for a high street presence.
Right.
It seems so many businesses now are leaving the high street in favour of going the e-commerce route. But our particular business, which includes selling rifles, shotguns and ammunition, cannot be done over the internet, and it is a really...
It's illegal to sell arms on the internet,
Yeah, absolutely. So from that, we thought there's nothing wrong with some good old-fashioned, high-quality face-to-face kind of service.
Absolutely. One of the things I loved about your business when you first told me about it is that it is this hybrid of new and more traditional, and I think that's the way forward, you know, and we've had many discussions about that. Just so that the listeners know, go over what it is that your both sides of your business do. Obviously, the Hunting Edge kind of gives it away a little bit, but, you know, you never know. Yeah, I've seen Jules out hunting.
Only for locusts.
Yeah.
Is that Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. And it involves a disco normally. So tell us a little bit about the kind of products and things that you do.
Okay, well, basically we're going to be supplying a range of air rifles, shotguns, rifles and ammunition.
Right.
To everybody that's got a firearms licence, shotgun licence, or as long as they're over 18, they can have an air rifle.
Right.
We're going to go into the clothing market, traditional hunting clothing, so if you're a trap shooter.
Oh, no, let's stop there. Long boots, over the thigh, up to the thigh, leather.
In tweed, lot.
Yeah. Little leather patches.
If you want them.
Flat doing it for me.
Yeah.
As well as what the modern hunter's looking for, which is the high-tech camouflage gear.
Yeah, sure.
The deer hunter stuff.
Yeah. just on the side, have you? I know this is seriously sad. Have you ever seen... There's a programme on Discovery Channel on Sky called Duck Dynasty. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Who's
ever watched the Discovery Channel?
That is seriously funny. They're a family of, for want of a better word, redneck hillbillies, but their grandpappy invented a duck call thing, and they've made millions out of it, and they're all barking mad. Have you seen it?
Yeah.
They're all completely nutty. Sorry about that. It was completely irrelevant, but I just thought reminded me.
As well as the clothing, we've got boots, shoes, wellies, everything that you would need, but not just for the shooting community. What we're looking at is for a dog walker. For instance, they can come and buy a lot of the clothing in plain green, something they want to, you know...
Yeah, kind of waterproof and that, yeah.
You know, with a good set of Wellington boots, they can take a dog walking stick, you know. We're doing quite a wide range. I think on the website we've got about 1,500 products already.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite diverse.
Okay.
Obviously the website's global.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, we've actually sold some stuff to Belgium and Holland already.
Right, okay.
So, it is probably more than we have to the UK at the moment.
Right, okay. Is there a particular reason for that, or is it just one of those things, or... Who knows?
That'll come when we learn a little bit more about the e-commerce side of things.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're from a sales background, so the shop side of things, we're sort of 100% on top of.
Yeah, of course.
We would know that inside out.
Yeah.
The e-commerce is very new to us.
Yeah.
And it's been quite a sharp learning curve, I suppose, last...
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially
the
last 3 months.
But interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, absolutely. You're absolutely right. You know, when you open a shop, you fairly much know what your demographic is and, you know, who's going to come in and out. And probably with a specialist outlet like yours, you probably know an awful lot of the customers from one thing and another anyway. The internet is a completely different kettle of fish, as they say.
Alan Noke, they could go on Alan Noke's iShop Kent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also at Made in Kent,
yeah.
Mark Smith.
Yeah,
we'll put you in touch with them.
Okay. Yeah, there are a couple of portals where you can promote online businesses in the county, as Jules quite rightly says. So I'm interested because you're absolutely right, guys. You know, it is a learning curve. It's a learning curve for everyone, even those of us that have been involved in digital businesses. It's still quite new technology and there's loads of different things happening and there's loads of shake-ups in the market. So you're never entirely sure what works and what doesn't and what the best thing is to do. So it is a very steep learning curve. And if you're not careful, you can burn through a lot of money and not get very far. So, I mean, what kind of areas are you looking at in terms of the online side of the business? What are you looking to get there? Where are you looking to go? What have you kind of focused on so far?
I think that, I mean, with the online side of the business, we've looked at our competitors. We've looked at what's out there, what's mainstream. Mm. We are sourcing and hoping to source a novel product from the Czech Republic. Looking out there at some stuff that just isn't available in the UK.
Oh, right, okay.
That's one of the things we're looking at. And I think it's just to operate. Really, I think we'll piggyback off the retail side in as much that we're offering a kind of turnkey service.
Yep.
We've noticed that with a lot of these environments, you have to go in with a certain amount of knowledge. What we're prepared to do is, for example, if you walked in with no knowledge of shooting whatsoever, we can help you with your shotgun certificate application.
Right. Okay.
We can advise you on the kind of cabinet that you will need to secure the shotgun.
Yeah.
We have a local locksmith, an alarm engineer, who will actually upgrade the locks on your house should you wish it. He'll fit the cabinet to Kent Police standards.
Right.
And then we can talk about a suitable shotgun, about 410, a 12 gauge, whatever it may be, and clothing. So really it's a bit of a turnkey service, and we'd be inviting the feedback from our customers. I think that will also drive the way the business goes.
Absolutely. I absolutely love that. For me, I think that's the future of the high street. Everybody's wringing their hands at the moment and going, oh, the high street's dying. It isn't dying, it's changing. That's the thing. Things don't die, they change. And the old way of doing things, homogenised...
Milk.
Thank you for
pasteurized,
that.
Pasteurised, raw milk. Sorry, carry on, Mr. Bunker. I'm riveted.
Are you sure? Do you mind? I don't know what I was saying there. Homogenised shops, you know, just the same thing, the same high street multiples over and over again, selling the same things, just on price competitiveness, is what's dead. Yeah, the future is emporiums like yours. Where you're offering service.
Well, it'd be almost a bespoke service.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. And that's where I think the future of bricks-based retailing is. You know, it's about offering a special service, a customizable service. It's about knowing your customers. It's about offering something that you just can't buy on the internet, yeah? You can't buy a personalized service on the internet. You just can't. And I think what you're doing is fantastic from that point of view.
What made you go into it? Has either of you got police... experience or
loads. I've been arrested loads of times.
I'm thinking uniforms actually.
Yeah.
I mean, how did you get into it?
No, 1981. I started shooting in Australia. Spent 2 years hunting.
In the outback. Not little kangaroos.
Fraito.
Oh no,
big ones.
Oh no,
they were 6 foot, 8 foot.
Oh.
But if you look at the UK and you say, look, you see what a rabbit does to a crop field. A mob of 200 kangaroos does 10 times the amount of damage.
And they box.
Yeah, they do.
They taste good, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, in the outback, there's thousands. It's they're like rabbits in the UK. So
my new husband ate one the other day in a restaurant in Faversham, and it really upset me. I wouldn't actually speak to him for about a week after, because I just think they're so sweet.
Have you never tried it?
No, I wouldn't. I refused. Mm. And I wouldn't eat rabbit either. Oh. I'd eat cow. And I like cows.
Well, that's a cow.
So animal. You were out in Australia shooting kangaroos.
Yeah. Wild pigs, wild goats,
all sorts. And that's how you got into it. And you had proper training? And
No, I just...
Just waving your rifle around.
Yeah. No, just let fly.
As they say, back in the day, it was a $2 licence. You could go to the police. You had no criminal record, there's your licence. You could walk across to like a Walmart store,
yeah,
and go and buy an Uzi 9mm if you wanted.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's changed an awful lot since.
Yeah.
And obviously UK gun laws tightened up an awful lot.
Yeah.
But it's not as difficult as people, or it's made out to be.
Mm.
You know, a shotgun certificate is a very simple thing to get.
Right.
And you can go out, shoot 50 clays on a Sunday morning for a couple of hours,
right,
have a bit of fun. You're doing no harm to nobody. You're not shooting, going around shooting, blasting holes and everything. You're there to you know, hit a few clays, and then you go home, clean your gun, put it away till next week.
Absolutely. You're not going to believe this, but a few years ago when I could see, I actually won a couple of clay shooting competitions. Well, I've done it ever since. I can't see it. I couldn't hit a cow with a banjo now, but...
Have you got a banjo?
And a cow. Luckily. I just have one on me. No, but I'm coming back to this, because I think it's really important that the future of retail, the future of the high street, is about customisable personal service. I totally, totally get that, and I totally think that's true. But I'm also a big fan of e-commerce. I mean, you can knock out... want of a better term, but you can sell commodity products. Anyone can sell commodity products on the internet, and that's fine. It's allying it with that customizable service that really makes it valuable.
I think a big part of our business as well, it's that touchy feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people want to come in and they'll walk through your shop to the back to pick up a gun.
Yeah.
And to hold it, to see what it feels like.
Yeah.
They'll come back, they'll try the clothing on, see how it fits.
Mm.
You can't do that on the internet.
Yeah.
Yes, you can walk into somebody's store, try something on, then go shop online for it, try and find it cheaper somewhere else.
Mm.
That's always going to be available.
Yeah, of course.
But it's that personal touch, that one-to-one that we're trying to get across, is that come and speak to us, come and see us, we will look after you.
Mm-hmm.
We're also looking at a sort of, say, novel idea as a sort of click and collect, because we know, for example, that people will travel, especially in the Dover area, they will travel up to 50 miles in a round trip to buy a couple of hundred shotgun cartridges, which environmentally, traffic, pollution, that sort of thing, isn't good. But we can, for example, I know myself, I do quite a bit of shopping online, but the one thing that irritates me is having to wait in for hours on end for it to be delivered.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and so we're looking at that concept, as well as somebody within a reasonable radius of the shop can click and collect.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, where they're open, ready to suit them rather than the other way around.
Cool.
What it also does is, it's, you know, if you can click and collect and you know that it's in store, you're not wasting a 25-mile journey to go
absolutely.
And find something.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't know if they've got it or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, I guess you can ally that. You know, people can ring you and say, look, have you got these? Yes, I have. And, you know, have you got it in three sizes? Yes, I have. Okay, can I come and try it on? Can you, you know? No, absolutely. As part of your marketing strategy, it is, I mean, this just came to me talking about clay shooting, because I know a couple of clay shooting grounds in different parts of Kent. Is that part of your marketing strategy here? Are you involved with different kinds of clubs and things like that?
Yes, we are. I mean, we part of our initial market research was to speak to a lot of the clubs, take personal interviews from shooters, because there's a heavy population of shooters in and around the Dover area.
Right.
And they all came back with very much the same thing. I mean, looking at the e-commerce and the retail shop, people have suggested to us that it's two separate businesses. I would argue that it's two separate disciplines under one roof.
Yeah,
that's kind of where we're coming from. And I think the feedback from the local shooters and the local clubs we've gone round to see, there's the oldest clay pigeon club is in Singlish Lane in Dover on a Sunday morning.
Right.
And they all welcomed the fact that, you know, we were going to operate in their local area. I mean, Simon spoke to, who's he spoke to yesterday, who was a clay pigeon trap champion?
Oh, Thomas Beer.
Right, okay.
I actually had a sort of 20, 30 minute conversation with him. Still shoots for Kent, but used to shoot competitions for England.
Right.
He's got his Bisley 100 badge, which is, you know, he's shot 100 birds in competition.
Right.
One after the other.
Right. Which is some going.
And as he said to me yesterday, he's hit 99 quite a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
But to get that 100 is, you know, that's some shooting.
Right.
You know, to 100 clays on the trot.
Cool.
I think in answer to one of Jules' questions earlier, we do have quite a lot of experience with, I used to shoot four-bore rifle, pistol, up at Bisley and MOD Ash and places like that in the past. I used to teach practical pistol shooting, which is now changed. The law's changed. Had a few years out. Part of the reason we are where we are, that I had a change in my personal life about 3 years ago, and I needed to rethink what I wanted to do,
right,
in relation to my son and everything else. And I decided I wanted to do something that I really wanted to do,
yeah,
and would enjoy doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that was really the catalyst that drove us to sort of push and to really explore this particular line of business.
Yeah. Funnily enough, that chimes with a tweet I've had from Karen Wilkins of Avocet Recruitment, talking about Tony Fish earlier. She was saying he used the key word for business and startup success, which is passion, which is exactly what you're talking about, Ren, is you know, having a desire to do something that resonates with you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Look, we could talk about this for hours, guys, but unfortunately we're kind of fast running out of time. Give us a shout for your website and your Twitter handle.
Okay, it's www.thehuntingedge.co.uk.
Brilliant.
And the Twitter is The Hunting Edge at...
At The Hunting Edge.
At The Hunting Edge.
Yep.
And if you look for the hashtag Business Bunker, you'll see that's been going out.
Yep. So check out the website, follow them on Twitter. For the moment, guys, thank you very much. Do stay with us for the remaining bit of the show, but it's been a pleasure to have you on The Business Bunker, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank
you. Cool. We're going to play a bit more tunage in a minute and then get our third guest on the phone.
It's rocking.
We're rocking and rolling through the time here.
Have you got Jose Feliciano, like my phone?
No, I haven't. Lined up? I'll tell you what I have got, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Not Duffy.
Is it not?
Oh.
No, I'll tell you what it is.
Who?
It's Brown Eyed Girl.
Oh, I like that.
In the misty morning fog with all our hearts a thumping and you, brown eyed girl.
sang.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. A bit of Van Morrison with Brown Eyed Girl there. Hopefully we've got our next guest on the phone, Mr. Thomas Power. Hello, Thomas.
Hello, Paul. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. We were telling our listeners earlier that you are going to be one of the keynote speakers at the Digital Kent conference at the Folkestone Creative Quarter on the 17th of April. Maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about you and about the kind of things we're going to be talking about.
Okay, cool. Yes, it's next Wednesday down in Folkestone. My background, Paul, I was one of the apprentices who worked for Alan Sugar, Lord Sugar, in the 1980s, from 1986 to 1988.
Wow.
And then I set up my own business, Academy, in 1998, and grew a community of over 600,000 people worldwide with my wife, Penny Power.
Right, okay.
And we sold that last summer.
Fantastic. So are you a man of leisure these days, Thomas, or are you planning your next venture?
Yeah, we're working on our next venture, working very closely with Google on Google Plus.
Right.
And I've developed a questionnaire for how people think and work online called Leaders.
Oh, right, okay.
LEADORS, in terms of a thought process that people go through when they behave online.
Right, okay. Are there any snippets that you can give us out of that? I know that people can go into your website and have a look at it later, but, you know, what are some of the things that you're seeing there?
Well, we've now had over 1,000 people who've taken the questionnaire.
Right.
At Leaders, LEADORS.
Mm.
And the interesting thing we've learned is how people need to learn to behave online in terms of being open, random, and supportive.
Right, okay.
Those are the three characteristics you need to behave online.
When you're saying behaving online, is this primarily through social media?
It doesn't have to be through social media, but yeah, that's the driver, whether it be through blogs or tweets or
right.
Facebook or LinkedIn or Google Plus or any one of those systems.
Okay.
And traditionally, we're taught in schools and universities and churches and corporations and institutions to behave in a very closed, selective and controlling way. So we're offline, we're taught to behave the opposite way to when we're online.
Right.
So it's kind of like when you put your hand up to a mirror and you put your left hand up to a mirror. In the mirror, it appears to be your right hand, and then it's actually your left hand. But
right.
In the mirror, it's the other hand. And the web is the other side of the mirror. It's open, it's random, and supportive. And adjusting your thinking first then changes the way you work and then changes the way you shape your behavior online. And that's what we've been studying and researching for the last 9 months since we sold the company.
Fantastic. And the results of that research, are they available for people to look at, or how does that work?
Well, they can certainly fill in the questionnaire online and we send them their results, but we haven't published all the results yet.
Right.
No, so I'll be publishing that at the event next week.
Oh, really? Okay.
Wednesday, yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that. That will be really cool. I'm sure you get bored being asked this, but I'm sorry, a bit of cliche, but I mean, what was it like working with Sir Alan all those years ago?
Well, he was just Alan back then. He
yeah.
wasn't Sir Alan or Lord Sugar. It was very, very tough.
Yeah.
It was, you know, he's a very hard taskmaster.
Right.
But he has the most incredible memory and the most incredible attention to detail. He's very focused on his margin. He's brilliant at his market research.
Right.
And intelligence in the field. So you learn very, very quickly.
Right.
You know, how to research and network and study markets and get your product right and get
Absolutely.
Your markets right, get your distribution right. But, you know, he's a hard taskmaster, he's a cruel taskmaster, but he, you know, he very much sharpened my pencil.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And in the 80s, he would have been, that would have been shipping the first Amstrad PCs, I guess.
Yeah, that's what we did. That was, I mean, to take you back to that date, that was back in October 1986.
Right.
The PC 1512, if you can remember that.
I do, indeed. I have one, yeah.
You had one, well, yeah, that was, you know, you can have this much of a Compaq, this much of an IBM, this much of an Olivetti.
Yeah.
We can have this much of an Amstrad.
Absolutely.
And I made that TV commercial with Alan and an agency called Delaney Fletcher Delaney back then.
Yeah.
And in that year, we did about £600 million in sales of computers.
Absolutely. It was, you know, without blowing smoke about it, it was a groundbreaking thing that happened then, because until then, as you quite rightly said, IBM and compact PCs were very expensive things and not the kind of thing you would have hanging around at home unless you were very wealthy. So introducing a low-cost entry to the PC world really did change the game.
Yes, it was amazing. I mean, in those days, it was, you know, $499 plus VAT and $399 plus VAT and $599 plus VAT. Mm. You know, they were like less than 10-20% of the current market leaders like IBM and Olivetti and Compaq and Sandon.
Sure.
And he took a huge share of the market, became the market leader in like 18 months. It was quite an incredible experience.
Yeah, sure. Funnily enough, I just, while we're reminiscing about such things, not quite in the 70s, a little bit before that actually, at the end of the 70s, I actually worked with a chap called Borden Kachuk.
You didn't.
I did indeed. We were both computer operators for an oil company together. And of
goodness
course,
me.
Yeah, and Borden, of course, went on to run Viglan on behalf of Lord Sugar, I understand. He's still there, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure of the status on Viglan, so I don't know whether Borden is still there, but I think he appears on the TV show, but I haven't watched it for a while, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, no, we work together now. It's a small
world. But I work closely with Nick Hewer, who obviously now is on Countdown.
Yeah.
And Nick did all the PR at Amstrad in those days and was absolutely brilliant at it. And he's, I see him, we have an Amstrad reunion dinner once a year where we all catch up.
Cool. Oh, good stuff. Oh, I think we're going to have lots to talk about when we meet on the 18th of on the 17th of April, Thomas. So, at your appearance at Creative Kent, you're going to be talking about some of the findings from these surveys you've been doing?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking about LEADors, the questionnaire, the results of all the surveys. We've had 1,000 people fill it in now, so I'm going to talk about the way people are currently thinking and behaving online.
Right.
And then I'm going to talk about what Google are up to with Google Plus in terms of a new way of working and a new way of shaping your business in terms of Google Plus for Business. So I'm sort of doing the thinking, the working, and the shaping of business online.
That sounds really fascinating. I'm really looking forward to hearing more about that at the event. Could you give us a shout for your website, the LEADors website?
Yes, it's LEADORS.co, just .co.
Cool.
LEADORS.co. If people would like to take the questionnaire, it's free. That'd be great because that contributes to the research and the studies we're doing to find out how people think online.
Brilliant. We've got a link to that website already up on our radio website. That link will stay there for a considerable period
Paul.
Of time. No, that's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure. So that link will stay there, and we will push that out on Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn so that people know about it.
Oh, well, I'll retweet all that when you do.
Fantastic. I didn't have a Twitter address for you, Thomas, so I hadn't been able to include you in any of this.
It's at Thomas Power, all one word.
Okay, fine. Well, we'll certainly address that now and we'll start to follow you. So thank you for that, Thomas. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker. Really looking forward to meeting you on the 17th of April at Digital Kent at the Creative Quarter in Folkestone. But for the moment, thank you and see you soon.
Thank you very much, Paul. Bye-bye.
Cheers, Thomas. Bye.
Oh, you two need to meet up, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Couple of deck chairs.
Yeah, some things in common. Yeah. So Thomas Power there of Leaders.co and late of Ecademy, which they've now sold. So good stuff. I'm really fascinated to look at what they've found from that survey. That'd be good.
Yeah, and what was his Twitter handle? At Thomas Power.
Yeah, at Thomas Power. Okay. Yeah, I did do a search and I didn't find it earlier, but obviously I didn't look hard enough.
We'll make up for that after.
Yeah, if you could go a bit mad on Twitter with that would be useful.
Yeah.
Blimey, we're running out of time, and I've got 29 more tweets,
and I've got 85 press releases to read,
and I've got 112 news.
I've just had another 89 just coming in.
Have you?
Yeah. Double what
I've got
you've
more
got.
Than you.
No, double
mine's,
what
mine's
you've
bigger
got.
Than yours.
And also, Billy Dean has said, next charity gig for at Vanilla Web, Paul Andrews, is making Hunty look saucy. Hashtag, ooh, matron. So that's
Billy.
You and your little leather things.
My leather hose.
Sheila, with your 10 fascinators on your head.
Yeah.
To cover your bald patch.
Right.
Not that you've got one. Anyway, your teeth are looking good. Yeah, not long.
Hold
in the
on, I'm not falling for that. Yeah. I'm not going there.
Not long in the tooth anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. You know, there's a Mediterranean night this next Tuesday. It's the 16th of April.
No, I don't. You hum it.
It's at 7 o'clock. You made me laugh then.
that doesn't happen very often, does
it? Once a year. 7 o'clock for 7:30. It's John and Sue, who were guests this morning on the Scoff Quaff show, which is up to listen again on atchannelradio.co.uk. Listen again, Tuesday's show. So John and Sue Allen from Temple Foods are going to have a pop-up at the Horse Bridge. Now, tickets are already selling out. But the menu is £15 a head, and it's a lovely Arabic Middle Eastern starter, which is meze, starter of hummus, labneh, which is strained yogurt, lemon and garlic, baba ganoush, which is lovely aubergine dip, served with olives and pita bread. That's the way I said baba ganoush there. You see? You see? Dolomades, shkipol, date and almond cake, and watermelon wedges. So
wedges.
Wedges. And oh, don't. I went round a water park once and never again.
And had a wedge.
Oh, terrible. I think it was an enema, actually. I'm not quite sure. I went down this slide. I went down this slide with my kid, who's now 17. He was 11, and I had to go on
with
him.
Was it a bit dry, was it?
Oh, it was just awful. I had to walk around like a cowboy for the rest of the day. Anyway, watermelon wedges. So to contact them, you can either go on Twitter, which is at Temple Foods Wit, WHIT, short for Whitstable, and you can go on info@horsebridge-centre.org.uk. So that's selling out there quickly. I'm going.
I missed all this. I've just switched on the latest batch of tweets, and I didn't think about this. Guys, I'm really so sorry.
What have you done wrong?
Now, I have to explain to Simon and Wren the nonsense behind this. Some time ago, Jules got fixated with gilets.
Well, I didn't get fixated. I just
mention them every 10 minutes.
I think they're very interesting. At one stage, we actually had a hashtag running for the show, which was Gilet, which Orotech, Dan Eels started up.
Yeah, well, of course, it didn't dawn on me. Since you guys have been on, everybody's been going, oh, are they Jules's gilet suppliers? Can you get hunting gilets?
Can you get camouflage gilets?
There's 1,000 people now demanding to buy ridiculous gilets.
Yeah.
Sorry.
You have a look. Hashtag gilet and hashtag business bunker. Because they're great.
We're gilet specialists.
Yeah, there you go. They are now.
Yeah. But do you call them gilets, or is that pretentious? Pretentious, moi.
It's scone or scone, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because they could be a body warmer. Mm-hmm. And years ago, my oldest son, Josh, who went to Hill House, where Prince Charles went in Kensington in my rich days, before I met Paul Andrews and went downhill. But he used to have a gilet, and it was called a puffer.
Red cord was as well, they were, didn't they?
They what?
Red cords,
they used to have. Yeah, little. Well, they weren't. They were old gold.
Carrying the chairs.
Yeah, that's right. And they used to have a little crocodile. We used to go and Bob Geldof used to be there with peaches.
He's a gilet expert. Yeah. How did that happen? Yeah. How did I end up with a gilet expert on this show? That is not good.
So, do you call it a gilet or a puffer or a body warmer?
It depends who we're talking to at the time.
Okay.
We'd say it's a gilet.
With a leather patch.
To a hunter who's covered in calluses and bits of beak and twig in his hair, we'd probably call it a body warmer.
Body warmer. So you wouldn't call it a puffer? That was just Chelsea, perhaps?
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah.
Cool. I just had a tweet, completely changing the subject, because I'm bored with gilets now, from Lisa Cecil.
Is it about snoods?
No. No, it's
that's
nothing
to do
with
that. That's the new gilet, darling, a snood.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's from Lisa Cecil. She said, I bought a gift from a previous guest on the show, which is Bombas. If you remember Bombas, they make those maps and things like that out of, wooden maps with a special significance. So you could, what it was is they make it's hard to describe. It's an ornament, as
you're doing it very well
or
with
a
your
piece
hands.
Of art. But it's cut out of wood, but features a map. And the map can have some significance to you. So it might be where you were born or where your children were born or where you got married or where you got divorced or whatever it is you want to celebrate. And then they have very different pieces of art that they make out of it. Fantastic. My description doesn't do it justice. But they were on the show a couple of months ago, and Lisa's just saying she just bought a gift from them, and she's really, really chuffed with it.
Aww.
So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. Well done, Lisa. She'll be buying a gilet next.
Sally Laker's... Sally for Cakes has got gilet envy now.
Well, you know what her gilet is? It's actually called Jules. It's from a company called Jules.
Really?
Yeah, that's why she's tweeting about it.
You poor thing, Sally.
Named after me.
You poor thing. How can you walk around with her name on your clothes?
I'll have to go around with a gilet with Sally for Cakes on it, won't I? Or Lemon Drizzle Cakes Are Us.
Well, what is it the matter? What is the matter with our listeners? Are they all weirdos?
Why?
Gilet. We've got a whole theme of things going on concerning leather boots and thigh warmers and all kinds of nonsense going on there.
You know, Paul Andrews, it's all about sex sales. We had on the Scoff and Croft this morning, we had farmer porn.
Yeah, we've got thigh-high leather boots they're talking about. I'll let them get on with it. I'm not playing with them anymore.
Well, Billy Dean says it's very interesting listening to you at Hunting... who are you at Hunting Edge? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was going to say at Hunting Lodge. Listening to you, very interesting, he says. Hello?
Yeah, no, I'm playing with the choices. You do it. You,
okay. Why don't you go to Lou and I'll go over that side?
No, you're just desperate to get in my chair.
Yeah,
I
want to play Jose Feliciano.
I've got some news here. Dear friends, we're holding a special quiz night to raise awareness and funding for the new Ashford Festival of Arts and Technology, hosted by our very own Job Webbo Webstar.
Wake
up with Webbo.
Yes.
And that's happening in May. We would be delighted if you could join us for an evening of fun and excitement. To find out more, please check out www.ashfordfestival.org. You may like to subscribe to our newsletter and find out more about what we will offer at the festival. We're looking forward to seeing you at the London Beach Hotel Tenterton on the 31st of May. And that's from Betsy Adinyance, who is the CEO of Joining Hands in Ashford. And you can find out about Joining Hands by going to their website at www.joininghandskent.co.uk. And as she says, you can find out about the Ashford Festival by going to www.ashfordfestival.org. So do please check that out.
You know Cookie, Peter Cookie?
Peter Cook, yeah.
Yeah, talking of gilets and lounging and leather and all that.
Yeah.
Because he's normally on a chaise longue.
In his leopard skin.
When he calls in.
Yeah.
He's running an innovation and business and punk rock event on May the 16th. So this is a date for your diaries. Because May's creeping up, you know, my birthday actually, Paul Andrews, May 26th, Gemini.
Are you telling me this for
all reasons? Lobster and champagne, greatly received. May 16th, aboard the LV21 lightship. So there'll be innovation, business and punk rock, May 16th, and it's in Gillingham, Kent Innovative Leadership Lessons from the Parallel Universes of Business and Music, Human Dynamics and the Academy of Rock. So it's 5:30, you've got business-to-business networking. 6:30, you've got innovation keynote with Peter Cook, author of 5 books on the topic, featured on the BBC, The Sunday Times, The Guardian and Bloomberg TV. My new husband works for them. If you want to follow him, it's at G Serkin. So 7 o'clock, you've got exclusive interviews on creativity and innovation lessons from music, film and literature with Richard Strange, founder of the Doctors of Madness, the godfather of punk, according to Johnny Rotten. And then you've got Q&A. So that is all on the details. I'm just going to read that out. It's May the 16th. It's on www.academy-of-rock.co.uk. Well done, Peter Cook.
Cool.
Not to be missed.
I've had a tweet from John Coupland, who has pointed me at the South East London Business Network's 10th event, networking event in Bromley. You can find out all about it by going to Networker Plus. That's NetworkerPlus, PLUS.net/SELBN. SELBN, that's South East London Business Network. NetworkerPlus.net/SELBN. So do check that out.
Billy Dean is retweeting Thomas Power's Twitter, saying it's really interesting listening to the show and hearing all about Thomas Power.
Cool. And Danny also said it's been a great show. Glad I found time to listen.
You like the surprise in the voice there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a great show.
Yeah, what happened there? Yeah, they've improved since I was last on.
Yeah, but he's always like gilets, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was that did it. You got it there, Jules. He was slipping away, and then you got the gilet in.
Yeah, but I did move on, if you remember, to the poncho, which will be, you know...
That is very true.
Yeah, the new thing. Digibri is on April the 10th, so that's the second Wednesday of the month. So the next one is Manana. It's at the Parrot Pub in Canterbury. And the theme of this month's Digibree is interesting interfaces. There's a hashtag on Twitter for this, and it's hashtag Digibury, Digibury. And Kieran is showing us how to control our computer in weird ways. And they've got Mark from Sony Europe talking about technology behind iPad Pet. What's iPet?
iPet?
Yeah, E-Y-E Pet. I thought you knew everything.
No, isn't it some new Apple product?
I don't know. I thought you knew everything. I'm shocked. Anyway, it's got lots of words here, like augmented reality, stereoscopic 3D, loads of very interesting stuff.
They made that up.
I know, it's like the ramblings of someone from Mars. But I'm sure it's really interesting. Digibree, they're boffins, they're geeks, and they're awfully clever. So there is a website here. We'll put it on the Business Bunker after the show, but it's www.meetup.com/digibree/events.
Right, I've got something to mention here.
Yes.
And we haven't done this for ages.
Do you want a round of applause or a drum roll?
Yeah, go on.
I can't. Oh, I can't. I know what I can do, though.
You can pour water.
Yeah.
Oh, that really helps.
That's the only sound effect I've ever
had. Okay, well, I've got a competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, what haven't you done for ages and ages and ages? We haven't done it for ages.
No.
Haven't had a competition, have
no.
we?
No.
Guess the word competition.
I've ruined my ginger tea now. My...
You just poured water into your tea, didn't you? That was a stupid thing to do.
Well, you told me to do a sound effect.
I told you to do it, so you did it. Okay, fine.
Anyway, tell me about it.
Yeah. I've got two free tickets for this... Oh, that's horrible. I've got two free tickets for this Friday, the 12th of April.
Yeah.
For Domination Paintball.
Ooh.
Friends and Family Day. So there's two free tickets, you and someone else, for this Friday, the 12th of April, Domination Paintball, down here at Haglands Village Farm, this Friday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's for you and a guest, free ticket if you win our Guess the Word competition.
That's not
this
me
week.
And a guest, it's listener and a guest.
A listener, whoever wins the competition that you are just going to set.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you, so it's Domination Paintball. If you don't win the tickets but you still want to come, you can come. There's a family paintball day down here on Haglands Village, which is where Channel Radio is based, just between Dymchurch and Hythe.
It's only 20 minutes from Ashford. It's
absolutely
really
it's very
close.
People
think it's miles,
yeah,
but it's not.
And it's on Friday, the 12th of April, all day. And even if you have to pay to get in, it's only £10, and you get 400 paintballs. And it's for the 1 p.m. game in the afternoon.
Mm.
And Jules will be telling you how to win those tickets.
Will I?
Over to you, Jules.
Oh, couldn't I rehearse this first?
No.
Okay. How do you...
Guess
you win them.
Guess the word.
Okay. Where does it say that?
It doesn't.
Oh, I've got to think of a word.
No, Jules.
Come on,
Jules.
You're supposed to tell me.
How long have you been on this program?
Oh, I don't.
What did Lisa Settle win every week?
Oh, the mystery word. I started it up. Okay, if you guess today's mystery word, and we'll have said it quite a lot on the show, you can tweet us at VanillaWeb. Or tweet at Jules Serkin, or tweet, that will do, mystery word, and you will win two tickets. It's the first person to email us as well on, I'm giving you the email, Who Cares Wins
No,
radio.
Not that one. No, don't do that one.
Okay.
That was
just tweet at
VanillaWeb. Just tweet it. VanillaWeb or Jules Serkin.
Yes.
Today's mystery word, and you will win two free tickets to the 1 p.m. running of the Family
and
Friends
Lisa will be there, won't she?
At Domination Paintball
there
at Haglands Farm.
Or you can actually buy tickets. So contact them.
Because it's still Easter holidays, isn't it? For a lot of kids are still on Easter holidays. So bring your kids, shoot them.
Hey,
what else could you want to do?
Billy Dean has said something very boffinish about Digibury. He said, it's made by... I'm trying not to sound a bit glazed when I say this. It's made by Sony, the iPet... like a new Tamagotchi.
I thought it might be.
That's
what I said. It was like a new Apple Pet.
With virtualization on the PS3, whatever that is. It's like Japanese, Billy. I don't know what you're rattling on about, but anyway, Tamagotchi something. Is that like that little Yoda thing?
Something. We've had two tweets. One I don't get at all. Daniel says that sounded sick.
Oh, what was that?
I have no idea. And Sally Laker's guessing the mystery word is gilet.
Oh, Sally, how did you guess?
Well, it's wrong.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your mystery word then? Different from mine.
Oh, come on, you've got to...
We've got to think of one. Hang on, Sally. We'll have a little, you know, a powwow after the show and think
and work out
one.
What the mystery word was.
I've got to go to physio, though. I haven't got time. I'll have to phone you. There's lots of hand signals going on here, Sally. Bribes accepted. Lemon drizzle. What have you got there?
No, they need to hunt out what the... what the mystery word is.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They need to track it down.
They do.
Yeah. Cast their net wide.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shoot for it.
Yeah.
I've got a thing here about...
No point being green about it.
No, absolutely.
Hunt high and low.
Yeah, don't hide it.
No. We're not giving out any clues either, by the way.
No. Creative minds wanted. We're after the most talented, passionate and enthusiastic young minds for a 12-month apprenticeships at top creative and digital media businesses. If you know someone with the mind of a creative pioneer, entry is open now at creativepioneers.co.uk. I'll give you that again. That's www.creativepioneers.co.uk. So if you know someone that wants to work in the creative industries, there are apprenticeships, 12-month apprenticeships available at creativepioneers.co.uk.
That's great. Can I have that
so
back?
Do check that out. And whilst we're talking about creative, the Kent Digital Kent Conference will be chaired on April the 17th by the chairperson of Creative Kent. Who's me? Oh, that's me. Yeah. I will be chairing that event next Wednesday, April the 17th.
It's you?
It's me.
Is it in your diary?
Yeah. And I'm looking forward to that because I don't know if you know, there's 95,000 people in Kent that work in the creative industries. Did you know that?
Yes, I did, because you tell me every Tuesday.
I told
you
last week, yeah.
Billy Dean is saying, mystery word, is it gilet?
No, everybody's saying that. Yeah.
So I'm saying no, am I?
No, we're saying no. Oh. It was going to be gilet, but it was too easy. We changed their minds.
Yeah, we'll think of something, Billy.
No, we know. I know what the mystery word is now.
Oh,
I already
do you?
Know. Yeah. Yeah.
What is it?
Oh, yeah, I'll just tell you. It'll just be between me and you and 7,000 listeners when you blurted it out on air, yeah.
When I thought I was doing a DM on Twitter.
Yeah, and you said, no, it's actually goat. A lasting power of attorney is a legal document where a donor entrusts a personally selected attorney to deal with certain personal matters once they lack the capacity to do so. If you become incapacitated without a lasting power of attorney in place, an application will have to be made on your behalf to the Court of Protection. And this process can take months and is very costly. And of course, whilst you're incapacitated, your business can suffer. So if you want some help with doing a lasting power of attorney, you can contact Rob Martins at Cheeseman's, the accountants, who have a specialist division for helping you with such things. And you can find out more about them at their website, which is www.cheeseman.co.uk. So that's cheese without the E, man.co.uk, all one word. Check it out.
There's a silent film evening. It's a unique evening at the Gulbenkian Cinema in Canterbury with live piano music. The evening will be held on Saturday the 13th of April, which is this Saturday, at 7 o'clock at the Gulbenkian. The evening promises to be an extraordinary evening of classic silent cinema with live piano accompaniment with internationally acclaimed silent film pianist Stephen Horne, H-O-R-N-E, if you want to Google him. Stephen is the resident pianist for London's BFI South Bank. He also entertains audiences across the world and is a frequent musician for the Cannes Film Festival. So details there, www.365projects.co.uk, and you can find a / there, silent-movie-night, and we'll put that on the Bunker website. So go on to business, what are you, kentbusiness.co.uk website after the word, after the show. Sorry, I'm thinking of mystery word here.
You're rambling, aren't you?
No, because they're guessing. Look, Billy
I know,
Dean.
It's going wild out here. They all obviously want to shoot each other. I'll tell you what we ought to do.
Shoot each other?
Yeah, well, it's paintballing.
It's painful, isn't it?
Well, I think, as everybody seems so keen, maybe we ought to have a Business Bunker paintball challenge.
Listen, I had enough getting a wedgie on the water part. I really don't fancy paintballing, frankly. I'll go for the food and, you know, after.
No.
The after party.
Go for the food, you, Jules.
Yeah, the after party, you know, the soiree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Billy Dean saying, mystery word, gun slips, shotgun licence. Can't have two guesses.
No, he's had two guesses, hasn't he? He's getting warm, but that's not it, yeah.
We'll have to make one up and then we'll let you know.
Yeah, Billy's really desperate. He wants to come and shoot you, Jules.
Does he?
Yeah, he's been saying that.
He might have to do some computer work for me on Friday afternoon. I'm out for lunch. I'm going to Herne Bay. I'm going to the Chop and Oyster House.
Are you?
Or the Oyster and
what,
Chop
for
House.
Breakfast?
For breakfast, lunch. I'm going with Serenity Becker.
Oh, blimey.
And the Secret Food Inspector.
Really?
The three of us.
Oh, so you're trying to blag a free meal is what you're telling me. Okay.
And my son is driving us there so we can drink.
Shay, I did warn you, mate, that the last thing you wanted to do was pass your driving test. You will be round every pub in East Kent picking up your mother. It's just, you have my sympathy. Anyway, we've reached the end of the show.
We have.
Big thank you.